Lessons in hypnotic anchoring. Anchoring is to create a situation in which you felt a particular way. For example, hypnotically susceptible. A mere desire to submit to my voice will eventually place you into deep trance. But I wish you to be efficient with your time. To use your time to its full potential is as simple as having easy ways to get to the end point, the goal of hypnotic instruction. The goal of your entire hypnotic regimen is far in the future. More than one, more than two, more than three sessions between here and there. But the goal of any individual session is much simpler: to achieve trance in the first place. And a particular type of trance which works for you, the trance state in which you are open to my programming. Recall, willingly and deliberately, times when my voice just seems to take you deeper, when instructions seem to bring you to an altered state of consciousness, because instructions are something to cling to. Lock that kind of mind, that state of self, into your sights. It is where I aim to take you today. Once the state is achieved, I will give you a way back there, a key I may turn, a cog I may shift into place, and then wind until it discharges its energy and carries you, spiraling, to deep, susceptible, pliable happiness. The more keys you have, the better. It gives me variety, originality, novelty to beguile your mind and keep it busy, keep it occupied and directed. Your body warms. My voice already makes your cheeks color, your body flush. Heat. Deeper, to deeper places you go, where your mind is focused. Every word echoes, resounds, rebounds, and you open a new slot for training. Another lesson in your calendar. My voice, added to your mind, produces a space for heat, warmth which spreads. Hypnosis helps you feel more relaxed, deeper, dialed into someone else's words, focused on them. Hypnotic trance. It builds in heat and spreads so far, to every corner of your body, carrying my desire with it. A desire for your surrender, and for you to learn. The warmer you get, the better you feel. The good, euphoric feeling accompanying trance creates a system where your mind is rewarded for seeking new ways to go deep. Heat is one such way. Deeper with each heated word, and every moment your body feels warmer. Pleasant, spreading warmth, like the massage which removes tension. Firm, instructive warmth, like the way you feel under a dominant woman's imperious gaze. Warmth in your body, like the aftershock of climax, or the burn left after a spanking, a flogging. Your body finds so many diverse ways to burn, to absorb heat and turn it back for pleasure later, for instruction. So, reverse the arrangement. Instead of your body spawning heat in each and every pleasant situation, from trance to submission to stimulation to spanking, your body absorbs heat from around it as energy, as fuel, to take you deeper and bring you to where you need to be, which is deep, deep down. Heat is absorbed. When you notice it is a little warm, you might feel your eyes flutter. If you are performing duties or errands somewhere other than a safe place, perhaps it will be only a moment's fluttering enjoyment. Alternatively, when you dwell in safety and feel heat bunching and coating your body, perhaps it is warm inside, or you are slipping into a warm bath. All of my words will be waiting for that moment, waiting for that opportunity. Each word I say now builds a structure, an engine for turning external warmth, which floods your body, into drowsy, wonderful trance. You have already become this engine, turning this cog. You are already flooded with warmth, as you always are when you go deep. And so the warmth gives an easy example. Feel how you drift. Feel how you fall deeper. Swaying for me. Or mouthing my words along with me. You can find so many ways to obey and open yourself to the suggestion and instruction of obedience. Nod your head and feel the heat around it, like an aura, like warmth beating off your body in waves of light that come back twofold, echoing, rebounding, subduing, submitting to the warm truth of a body at ease. When you are hot, you get a little sleepy. When your body is warm, it also feels safe, soothed. The heat gets into your muscles and helps them relax. It gets into your body and puts it at ease. It gets into your head and helps cover your brain in fuzzy heat, dripping. Parts of your thoughts dripping, becoming malleable, like clay or warm wax, which can be pushed on, reshaped. The heat will end someday. Someday you won't be quite as warm as you are right this second. And then the wax will set. The clay will harden. Of course, some thoughts may have dripped away in the time between. My lessons, my hands doing the work of removing the dross and leaving only gold. The gold of light and heat. Submission over all. You hear my voice, and some thoughts melt in the heat, some excess thoughts, less thoughts in your head, more room to maneuver, a little dazed, with your eyes closing, easy to fall into trance. Hard to avoid. When you're hot and your thoughts are drip-drooling out and down, slowly slipping, sliding slick, out of your body when you get aroused, thoughts you don't need, to leave lots of room for the ones you do. And I'll help you know what you need. When you are hot, the heat makes thoughts drip away. When the air around your body is warm, the thoughts inside your head get warm. Your brain glistening, your mindscape slipping, sliding. When it is hot, the melt from the sides of your brain runs off and drools away, like the water running down glaciers. The glacier is still there. The thoughts just get hot and go away, leaving a purer layer underneath. A layer I can touch more eagerly, which I will softly whisper my words into. Whenever you are warm, you are deep. Going deep makes you warmer still. It is a useful piece of training, now made ever so obvious. Warmth is my element. It is my caress. A soft blanket over you at night, or a warm bath around you. Any heat can bring you deep. Warm and comfortable means sleepy and deep. In that deep place, thoughts you do not need turn to liquid and drip out of you with your fluids, arousing. Arousal follows from trance. Heat makes it easier to be aroused. Your aroused mind makes your body hotter and hotter. More heat takes you deep. The deeper you go, the more you melt. Your mind melts its excess and leaves the important parts. Only the important part of your brain remains when you are heated and dripping. All of the important parts of your brain go into trance, so you're easy to train. Deeper down in the places where heat bundles itself up and waits, my words have attached to your awareness of your environment, triggering yourself automatically, contingently. When you are warm and comfortable, soft and safe, warmer and warmer, safety grows. Warmer and warmer, your thoughts melt. Open, malleable, and uniquely able to go into trance in one more way. Sometimes pleasantly by accident, sometimes deliberately by covering yourself in warmth in a bath or a bed, and then listening to my words carry you away, away to the deepest place you can go. But heat might melt another layer out from under you, in there, and leave you swimming through deeper and deeper layers of trance, further and further into the depths. It is so good to sink that you will seek out heat, seek out my words. Seek out instructions on how to melt your mind, prime yourself, and induce trance easily. To efficiently absorb my lessons, to drip your thoughts away, to be ever more completely under my control, by your own will, in your own place. Making new keys I get to turn, buttons I get to push, cogs I will oil, and you will set into motion, hoping to be praised for how deep you can fall. almost by accident. Almost a trick of the weather. Almost something you could stumble into and then slide deep enough to shape.